July 1, 1924. Laments of the Soul. The Prayer of Jesus. How one who gives himself to God loses his rights. I felt very oppressed because of the privation of my adorable Jesus. Oh, how my heart bleeds, as I feel subjected to suffer continuous deaths. I felt I could not go on without him, and that my martyrdom could not be harder than that. And while I was trying to follow Jesus in the different mysteries of his passion, I arrived at accompanying him in the mystery of his painful scourging. At that moment, he moved in my interior, filling all of myself with his adorable person. Upon seeing him, I wanted to tell him of my hard state, but Jesus, imposing silence on me, told me, "My daughter, let us pray together." There are certain sad times in which my justice, unable to contain itself because of the evils of creatures, would want to flood the earth with new scourges. And so prayer in my will is necessary, which, extending over all, places itself as defense of the creatures, and with its power, prevents my justice from approaching the creature to strike her. How beautiful and touching it was to hear Jesus pray! And since I was accompanying him in the sorrowful mystery of the scourging, he made himself seen pouring out blood, and I heard him say, "My Father, I offer you this blood of mine. Oh please, let it cover all the intelligences of creatures, rendering vain all their evil thoughts, dimming the fire of their passions, and making holy intelligences rise again. May this blood cover their eyes and be a veil to their sight, so that the taste of evil pleasures may not enter them through their eyes, and they may not get dirty with the mud of the earth. May this blood of mine cover and fill their mouths, and render their lips dead to blasphemies, to imprecations, to all of their bad words. My Father, may this blood of mine cover their hands, and strike terror in man for so many evil actions. May this blood circulate in our eternal will in order to cover all, to defend all, and to be a defending weapon for the creature before the rights of our justice." But who can tell of the way Jesus prayed, and of all that he said? Then, he remained silent, and I felt in my interior as if Jesus was taking my little and poor soul in his hands, and he squeezed it, he touched it up, he looked at it. And I said to him, "My love, what are you doing? Is there anything in me that displeases you?" And he, "I am working in expanding your soul in my will. And then, I do not need to give you an account of what I do, because, since you gave yourself completely to me, you have lost your rights, rights which are already mine. Do you know what your only right is? That my will be yours, and that it provide you with all that can make you happy, in time and eternity."